let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The crack in the proverbial egg is about to bust open. One of the world's most primordial enigmas is soon to be revealed. It's an object of timeless proportions. Anyway, that's the storyline of Kelly Ford's highly praised Timecraft. This mysterious adventure begins in the life of a young boy who discovers the location of a treasure worth far more than any pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. As he grows up, he wonders if it's not just mad ramblings of his grandfather's legacy. He deciphers the code and finds a sentient device that can show him all facets of any moment in time. It's not a time machine, but something far more profound. He views prehistoric history before Eden, up to now and beyond, as well as his eventful last day. The secrets it exposes, as well as the event horizons it displays, will go beyond the distant reaches of space and time as we find the essence of truth embedded in a fictional account. Its amazing revelations and significant implications can help mankind forge ahead into the unsettled future. Now, the setting of the book takes place in a quaint little town in Texas between Brownwood and Cisco. It traverses back and forth from there to Dallas, pivotal moments in Seoul, Korea. The main character's name is Cloak to protect his true identity. The author, Kelly Ford, born in 1946 in Dallas, Texas, an unidentified find at his grandmother's house as a youth, shaped his future interest and drives. He served in the U.S. military from 1966 through 1970, graduated with a B.S. from what is now TSU in 1988. Writing is his passion. He continually researches and finds just the right topics and contents. His first book, Ancient Signs of Deception, in 1988. And now Kelly Ford, author of Timecraft, joins us on This Week in America. Kelly, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's glad to be here, Rick.
What a great story you tell in this book, Timecraft. And I mentioned this, how you enjoy writing. You've got a passion for this. You research. You look for the right topic. Talk a little bit about your writing journey. Where did this come from and all of the enthusiasm and passion that you bring to storytelling?
It came from going to college and taking a developmental writing course. And they taught us a lot of tricks, the thinking outside the box and using small spiral notebooks to carry around with us all the time. And I usually fill these things up. And after you filled up a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand, you can lay them out in a large room and organize them and do wonders with them as far as writing what you want to, what you feel that you need to get out of you.
You've done that so well. I mentioned the first book that you wrote. The first book was Ancient Signs of Deception. That's a thriller. The second book we're talking about, Timecraft, is science fiction. How do you manage between to switch between the genres? Because it seems effortless for you. How do you go back and forth?
Just take a deep breath and exhale. Every book that I come across, to me, it may not to everybody else, but it has more than one genre in it. And I just find it interesting that there's so many different things out there to read these days. I see both of those as one of them, you could call it yin, another one yang, and you just take that and zoom on with the story that you're telling.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because as you think about the books that you like, it is more than one genre, isn't it? You've got a number of elements at work in the story. They put, of course, Timecraft in the science fiction category. I love the storyline here. Where did you develop the idea for Timecraft?
I took a astronomy physics class at college. And I'm never made very good that good a grade, but I got an A in that course, and I was just enthralled with the information that I received there, and found out a way to possibly time travel. There's certain ways that it's impossible, and there's certain ways it might could happen. And I wanted to document this in a way to preserve it for the future.
Boy, there was something about that that really captured your imagination, didn't it? It like opened it up totally.
Yes, sir, it did.
And you bring that to life in Timecraft by Kelly Ford. The book is available, by the way, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on and get information. Talk a little bit about, and don't give too much away here, but sort of tease us with the design of this device that can show us all facets of any moment in time. Talk about that and where this idea, how you developed this idea, because, wow, it's fascinating.
The ability to time travel came from looking, I guess, through telescopes, and I began hearing them talk about looking into the past, and I'm going, what do you mean looking into the past? Well, if you took an infinite telescope, infinite power, and you looked at a planet that was 10 light years away, you would be looking at them, if you could, you know, you'd be the light that would be coming from them, would be that long ago. And, so this device is able to, tap into the, what you call it, a lot of people recognize this, the Akashic Records. And everything that's happened in the past is recorded on this. And this machine is just able to access it and take you anywhere at any time, which eliminates digging for lost cities, going underwater for ships that have sank.
Yes.
You're able to tell when they sank and follow them to where they are now. And you just find anything.
It's amazing. And like I said, this is more than a time machine, isn't it? It's much more. Boy, it really unlocks a lot of secrets.
It does.
Just an amazing story that Kelly tells, and it really has you on the edge of your seat as you're reading through the book. It's Timecraft, available at Amazon, at Reader's Magnet, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Now, you write Timecraft in the first person. Always interesting to talk with an author and see why they decided to approach it from the first person standpoint. Why did you write this in the first person?
I wanted to focus on the main character, because he dealt with some problems and situations that we find ourselves in since January, which kind of puts us in a lonely step back. And if I was trying to develop some other characters, and when I did, I thought, you know, if I write a book with some other characters, it's going to end up being 500 to 1,000 pages. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that to me, and I'm not going to do that to the readers. And I had a story to tell, and I got it out in that book, and that was important to me.
The book is available basically wherever books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Reader's Magnet will give you those. Before we finish the program today, you'll find them on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do you see a bit of yourself in the role of the protagonist in the book?
Yeah, I'm afraid I probably gave that one away. I was a lot of things that happened to me growing up, and people that I met, and of course my time with my grandma was priceless, and of course spending time in the Air Force in Korea gave me that experience, and some of the narrow misses.
Yes.
Different people go through when they travel.
So all of that is sort of shapes who you are and the protagonist in the book, Timecraft. You talk about ETs. What do you believe about ETs?
I believe that we all have a measure of ETs in us. I think it's a part of our DNA and a part of the bloodlines that we're in. So.
If you want to grab that, Kelly Ford is our guest on the program. The book that we're talking about is Timecraft. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Talking about ETs, and Kelly, you're giving us your thoughts. So you have some belief in ETs.
Yes, I've just read enough books to really feel that they're they're around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Some of the books I could mention now, but if you email me, I'll tell you what they are.
And we'll give you that email address, so get ready for that before we wrap up the program. Can you describe one blatant, unexpected flaw in our most advanced sciences and technology? What would you say?
That's easy. That's the big word, greed. Just turn on the TV and... whether it's political systems or the price of a pre-owned pickup, they all have 100,000 miles on them and they want $20,000.
Yes.
That's just a current thing that I ran across. And whether you're talking about natural cures versus prescriptions, or the use of solid fuel in rockets, which we're never going to get anywhere with solid fuel, and as opposed to UFO propulsion, which I'm sure they have stuck back somewhere.
I see another book here developing. I love your thoughts and where you're going with all of this. With us on the program, Kelly Ford, his book is Timecraft. What do you want people to take away from reading Timecraft? It's a great story, well told, but what do you hope the takeaway is?
I hope the people will find togetherness in their aloneness. Togetherness in that this sentient device, this scape that I call it, or I named it, is something that becomes quite... Quite advantageous to the person.
That, yes. Kelly Ford is the guest. We're talking about his book, Timecraft. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Reader's Magnet as well. We'll give you all of that. I'll give you Kelly's email address here in a couple of minutes. What are you working on now? We've just mentioned some ideas for future books. I mentioned the fact that you writing has become your passion, looking for ideas to write about. What are you working on now?
Believe it or not, this week I just turned in a manuscript to Reader's Magnet, and so I'm going to be kind of being with the baby for a while till it gets hatched and
yes,
out where everybody can see it.
Talk a little bit about that process, because you finish the book and then it goes into all of these different developmental stages before it's finally out there and we can enjoy that. What's that like? Because that creative you now has to sort of become what the businessman here at some point and editing and that type of thing. What is that process enjoyable for you?
It is. Every part of it is enjoyable. When it doesn't, you can feel it. And the sometimes the publisher that you're with might not be an exact sync.
Yes.
With what you'd like, where you want to go with your book. It's but Reader's Magnet has bent over backwards. They've done all sorts of things for me that I think are unbelievable, but they are true. And the people that I'm working with now, the team is wonderful.
I was asking you about the takeaway, and I don't want to cut you off on that. I've got a couple minutes left here at the end and go back to that. This is more than just an entertaining story, isn't it? I think it gets all of us thinking as we're reading the book.
Which one, the new one?
Let's focus on Timecraft. I'm thinking that one is... Boy, that gives us a lot to think about out there. And I'm sure the new one will as well.
Yes, it's just things that you think of that you know nobody else has thought of. And you're wondering why 2,000 years has gone by that nobody's seen what you've seen.
Yes.
And you like to get your own ideas out on paper for others to see. Now, sometimes when we can't do that, we'll take an ad out in a newspaper and we'll go, yeah, that's my ad. I put that in there. Those words are mine. But things that you kind of want them, they kind of end up being your masterpiece. In other words, you're writing and you're coming up with new ideas and you're wondering, you don't know where they're coming from, but they just keep flowing. It's just an enjoyable experience.
Well, and a successful one it has been. I'll be looking forward to catching the new book out there as well. What is the email if somebody wants to communicate and exchange some ideas, ask you some questions about what you've written? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
K_D_Ford@sbcglobal.net.
Very simple. So you can do that and get a hold of Kelly. The book's available, as I say, all of the usual places. A job well done in telling the story. How long did it take you to write Timecraft from the time you've got the original idea until it was actually published?
Close to 10 years, but I wasn't sure in the beginning if I could ever make it into a book. I didn't know that places like Reader's Magnet existed. I didn't know that you could self-publish your book. I didn't know that you could that it would always be available forever. When somebody orders it, that's when it's printed. It's printed on demand.
Yep, it's amazing the technologies that are there now, and how you can order the book in the different formats you can order the book in. And what a legacy, this story of yours that you created, this world that you created in Timecraft will be available forever. People have books now and will keep those. They can order books on down the line in the future and have those as well and be entertained by your stories. Kelly, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Looking forward to doing it again and talking about the new book when that's out there as well. I love your passion for writing. You're doing an excellent job. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Kelly, it's been our pleasure. Kelly Ford, author of Timecraft. You'll find the book at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Reader's Magnet, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.